This story of the murder of Galileans by Pilate and the destruction of a number of people, you know, when a tower collapsed in the wall of Jerusalem near the Pool of Siloam, is stories for which we have no other historical records from the ancient world. But what is clear is that the people who came to speak to Jesus about this massacre were highly offended and shocked at this action by Pilate. This was grounds for revolution. And in a later incident, where in 35 AD, after Jesus' death, Pilate had his soldiers and cavalry attack a group of Samaritans who had gathered at the base of Mount Gerizim to go up on the mountain, and he killed many Samaritans who were simply trying to climb the mountain as an act of devotion. The guy who was leading them was a little bit of a kook and may have had some kind of rebellion in mind, but there's no evidence of that. And the legate in Syria, Vitellius, was so offended by what Pilate did that he reported him to Caesar, and Pilate had to go back to Rome to report directly to the emperor about what he had done, because there was such offense in Galilee and especially in Samaria at this action. Well, Pilate did this kind of thing, but we don't have any records of his having attacked Galileans who were probably sacrificing in the temple. It's very unlikely that they would have been sacrificing at the temple on Mount Gerizim, which was the Samaritan temple. So in all probability, this was then a group of Galileans who had come to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices and to participate in a religious ceremony. And for some reason that we don't know, Pilate attacked them and killed many innocent Galileans who were simply there for a religious observance. So this first sentence is told with a tone of scandal and offense. There were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. So this isn't just an objective account. This is an account of a major offense by Pilate. So there's horror at this. This was for the people of Judea and for people who would be telling this story in Luke's time was, of course, a remembrance of the kind of offenses that led to the Jewish war and to the overwhelming rebellion, which was then ruthlessly repressed by the Romans with the deaths of tens of thousands of people and the enslavement of even more. So all of that is in the background. Another dimension of this was the way in which this story in Luke is part of a motif that runs throughout the gospel, that Jesus had come to set Israel free and that he was the Messiah who was expected to establish an independent state. Well, clearly what was in the background of the people who were telling this to Jesus was that they expected that this would be the grounds for him to call for a rebellion and for him to lead the people of Israel in revolt against Pilate. He didn't do that. Instead, he used this as an occasion, according to Luke, to get people to think about their own offenses and about their own being subject to God's judgment. And so the question that he then asks, do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? Well, of course not. So he uses this as an occasion to get people to reflect on their own guilt and possible imminent death. The impact of all three stories, the Galileans, the people in Jerusalem who died when the tower fell, and the fig tree parable, is to call on Jesus' listeners and Luke's listeners to stop procrastinating and to start producing fruits of the Spirit immediately. Why? Because your life is short, and you don't know when something may happen that will end your life. So the impetus of these three stories is from Jesus to reverse the expectations that the way in which people will be set free is by a revolt against the Romans because of their ongoing atrocities. And instead, to focus on what is it that we can do, what is it that we can change about our behavior that will in turn make possible the fruit of the kingdom of God. So the impact of this story is to redirect the audience's political rage from condemnation of the Romans to reflection on their own guilt and the just judgment and retribution from God, and for them to get with it right now and stop putting off getting their lives in line and making as much of a contribution and bearing as much fruit as possible. So Jesus' response is tough. You know, do you think that because the Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. And so also these folks at the Tower of Siloam. And apparently what happened was that a part of the wall in Jerusalem had deteriorated and some block, you know, fell out and the whole tower came crashing down and a number of people were killed, 18 people, according to this story. And Jesus' question is, you know, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem and that that was the reason why they were singled out for this tragedy? No. No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Everybody is subject to God's judgment. And so the parable, then, of the fig tree is, a really tough parable that this landowner, who is clearly one who could be compared to God, is fed up with this fig tree not producing any fruit, says, cut it down. And the servant says, well, you know, let's give it another year. And so he agrees to give it another year. But if it doesn't produce fruit, it's going to be cut down. This is reminiscent of the teaching of John the Baptist, you know, that the trees that don't bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire and burned. And so Jesus is here speaking as a prophet of the kingdom of God, calling on people now to repent, to turn their minds around, and to start thinking in a different way in relation to the government of God in the world, and to start bearing fruit now. So this is a story where Jesus is tough on his listeners and is talking about the facts of life and death, and when it is that we have an opportunity to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And that time is now.